You were not as much of a proponent of the keto diet, if I'm not mistaken. I believe you said if you treat your body well, you eat right, and you work out, you're going to be okay. You don't have to do anything dangerous. Is that right?
That is 100% right. I am anti-keto, and all of the research supports that. So in the book, I look at all of these current diet trends, right? Whether it's blood type or intermittent fasting or keto, for example, and what they mean. Keto's claim to fame is, it burns fat at an accelerated pace. True. And it helps to reverse type 2 diabetes or insulin resistance-related medical conditions like polycystic ovarian syndrome or, again, type 2 diabetes. Here's the thing that they're not telling you about keto is that it has a ton of oxidative stress on the body. There's zero calorie restriction, tons of animal fats, tons of saturated fats. We know now, we're seeing study after study, that diets like this are shaving years off of our lives. I think the most recent said that keto can shorten your lifespan by up to 7 years. The keto lifestyle, we've shown, shortens our telomeres, starves our macromolecules, which is our cells, so to speak. And here's the thing, I can give you all the benefits of a ketogenic diet with common sense eating. I, too, over the years, have helped people reverse PCOS, improve fertility, type 2 diabetes, gotten them off tons of medications. And the number one insulin sensitizer, you're not going to believe it, it doesn't require a medical state of emergency for your body like keto. It's actually exercise. Crazy, I know. So when you look at all the science, to get those benefits, you can do that with none of the negative side effects. And that's what we're really looking at in the book, is what is the most beneficial diet out there? And in truth, it's actually the Mediterranean diet, and I have zero investment in that diet. It's not mine. So a diet like Mediterranean with balanced macronutrients, not eating too much, eating on a particular schedule, creating an overnight fasting period, and doing your best to work in foods that are very rich in micronutrients. So antioxidants, vitamins, minerals, probiotics, prebiotics, and so on is going to be the best program, period. End of story. It's not my take on it. It is science, just like 2 + 2 = 4.
Jillian, thank you so much for joining us here on WTOP. The single most important factor that predicts how you age is that exercise and how much you're exercising. Is it blood pressure?
There isn't one thing, and everybody has asked me that. And I want you to think of it like this. If your life is like a symphony, imagine composing a symphony with one instrument. You can't. So this book presents a lifestyle strategy, and you have to think of it as such. It's a way of life, and it factors in everything from food, fitness, mind-body connection, lifestyle, de-stressing, managing and controlling your environment. And it may sound overwhelming, but it really isn't. It's very accessible, it's very simple, and it's very straightforward. And in fact, you might find that it's so simple and straightforward, it clears up a lot of the confusion in your world that might be messing you up and turning those keys in the wrong direction.
Yeah, I know that my lack of sleep, I think that, you know, working till 3 a.m. and I'm not going to complain. I'm not going to complain to you. You have immense energy and I want to I want to be like you and just wake up and like hit the day running and fired up. I'm working towards that. I need to get 8 hours of sleep, but,
Chris,
you know, the job.
I can't, a minimum of 7, no more than 9. And like, let me tell you, when you look at the impact on those 6 body processes, sleep is crucial. You want one thing? Do that. That'll change your life big time.